श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की, ब्रज भूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, गंगमयी की जय, यमुनामयी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। Am I audible? Recall. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातम् सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण, वेलकम टू अवर स्पेशल सेशन ऑन गुंडीचा मार्जिन। सो टुमारो वी आर सेलिब्रेटिंग Rathayatra, Jagannath Rathayatra, and today Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates and devotees would be cleaning the Gundicha temple. So we will be discussing from this Gundicha Margin episode from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter number 12. So I'll be reciting some selected shlokas in this episode. You can see the shlokas on the screen. I'll tell the shloka number and we will discuss. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this planet for various reasons, and these reasons are categorized into two categories. One is the internal reasons for his appearance, secondly external reasons for his appearance. So the external reasons for Lord Krishna's descent as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are that he wants to spread Yuga Dharma, or he wants to spread the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. And another reason is that he wanted to give Vraja Prema, means the devotion towards Krishna which is exhibited by the Vrajavasis, especially the gopis. So to bestow Vrajaprema and to inaugurate Yuga Dharma are the external reasons for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent on this planet. So Krishna descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, adopting the mood of a devotee, and personally practiced a devotional service and taught all of us how to perform bhakti. So that's the purpose of his descent. And apart from these purposes, there is another important purpose which is very confidential, very deep, and in fact the main purpose or the internal reason for his descent. That is, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to experience the emotions of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is the foremost of all the devotees of Krishna, and Srimati Radharani is the eternal consort of Krishna. And Krishna himself becomes very curious to understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani's love. And Krishna himself becomes desirous of experiencing the happiness that Radharani experiences while she is rendering service to Krishna. So Srimati Radharani renders service to Krishna, and Krishna receives that service, but the happiness of Srimati Radharani in rendering service to Krishna is 10 million times more than the happiness of Krishna in receiving that service. Okay. So now you see, the person who is being served is attaining some happiness, but the person who is rendering service is attaining more happiness. Okay. That's the speciality of Radha Krishna's interactions. Now, Krishna became very curious to understand the emotions of Srimati Radharani. So, and he also wanted to experience her happiness in serving Krishna. So Krishna accepted the complexion and emotion of Radharani and became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriter Haladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatma Nav Apibhuvipura Deha Bhedau Gatautau Chaitanyakhyam Prakata Madhuna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriter Haladini Shakti Rasmat. So the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna are transformations of Pranaya Vikriti, or transformations of Haladini Shakti, the internal potency of Krishna. And Ekatmanav Api Bhuvipura Deha Bhedau Gatautu. Although they are one, Ekatmanav, but they have manifested themselves into two forms. And when did this happen? You can't trace out the time. You don't know what is t equal to zero there. So ekatmanav api bhuvipura deha bhedau gatauto. Deha bhedau, they appeared in two bodies. But chaitanyakhyam prakata madhuna tadvayam chaikyamaptam. Again in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Radha and Krishna have become one. Right? And how did this happen? Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So this happened by Lord Krishna's accepting the Bhava and Dyuti of Radha. Bhava means emotion. Dyuti means complexion. So Srimati Radharani's mood and bodily color were accepted by Krishna, and he manifested himself as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making his preparations for Jagannath Rath Yatra. As a part of these preparations, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleans the Gundicha temple. What is this Gundicha temple? So Gundicha temple represents Vrindavan. When all the gopis of Vrindavan met Krishna at Kurukshetra, many Vrajavasis have come to Kurukshetra, and Dwarakavasis came, Hastinapurvasis came, and several kings and other exalted personalities all over the world have assembled there at Kurukshetra when that eclipse was happening. Then Srimati Radharani and the gopis saw Krishna, and there's a difference in their darshan. So these Vrajavasis were accustomed to seeing Krishna as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan, but the Vrajavasis are seeing Krishna now in Kurukshetra as a prince. So in Vrindavan, Krishna wears a simple dhoti and a nice turban. But in Kurukshetra, Krishna was wearing such royal ornaments, and he was wearing a crown, not a pagadi, not a turban, but he's wearing a very nice crown. So now in Vrindavan, Krishna is surrounded by cows, monkeys, peacocks, parrots, such nice village animals. But in Kurukshetra, Krishna was surrounded by horses, elephants, very royal, regal. While Krishna's attire in Vrindavan is very innocent and simple, Krishna's attire in Kurukshetra was very grand and majestic. So the gopis of Vrindavan and all Vrijavasis in general, they are not very happy to see Krishna in such an attire. They are happy to see Krishna, definitely, but ambience also matters. The experience of our happiness not only depends on the person whom we are interacting with, but also on the place where we are interacting. So now Srimati Radharani is seeing Krishna, and Radharani, when she sees Krishna, she is not getting the same mood that she used to get in Vrindavan. So Srimati Radharani wanted to take Krishna to Vrindavan. So Srimati Radharani's attempt to pull Krishna's chariot, of course Balram and Subhadra were also there. So Srimati Radharani and all the gopis attempt to pull Krishna's chariot towards Vrindavan is celebrated as Ratha Yatra, Jagannath Ratha Yatra. Jagannath means the Lord of Universe. And Ratha Yatra is the attempt of all the Vrijavasis, especially the gopis, especially Srimati Radharani, to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So now Krishna manifests opulence and majesty and grandeur in Dwaraka, Mathura, Hastinapur, Kurukshetra, at other places. But Krishna manifests unparalleled sweetness and simplicity and innocence and very, very playful pastimes in Vrindavan. So that's what Vrijavasis are attached to. So now in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifesting all his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Of course, when Mahaprabhu performs his pastimes, we need to see his pastimes from these two perspectives. So when Mahaprabhu is performing his pastimes, either he is fulfilling the reasons, internal reasons for his descent, or external reasons for his descent. Sometimes he chants the holy names of Krishna and induces all the common people also to chant the holy names of Krishna and gives them Krishna prema. So there he is fulfilling the external reasons for his descent. Okay. But sometimes that same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also experiences the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he feels intense separation from Krishna. Especially those feelings that Srimati Radharani had exhibited in Kurukshetra when she saw Krishna were the constant, they are constantly present in Mahaprabhu's heart. So that there he is trying to fulfill the internal reasons for his descent. So like that, either Mahaprabhu is fulfilling the external reasons for his descent or the internal reasons for his descent. So while manifesting all his pastimes in Vrindavan and in Jagannath Puri and many other places. So here, now Mahaprabhu knows that tomorrow Lord Jagannath is coming to Gundicha. Means tomorrow Radharani is inviting Krishna to Vrindavan. Radharani is pulling Krishna to Vrindavan with ropes. And now today Mahaprabhu, in the mood of a devotee, he would clean that Gundicha temple that represents Vrindavan. And he cleans it so thoroughly and makes it as clean as his spotless heart, clean heart. So that's how Kaviraj Goswami very beautifully inaugurates this chapter by this one shloka, the first shloka. Sri Gundicha Mandiramatma Vrindaihim Sammarjayan Kshalayata Sagauraham Svachittava Chitalam Ujvalam Cha Krishnopaveshau Paikam Chakaraham Sri Gundicha Mandiram Atma Vrindaihi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was cleaning Gundicha temple along with his associates, right, many of his devotees. And sammarjayan kshalayantah sagauraha. Sammarjayan means he is thoroughly cleaning this temple, and he was accompanied by all his loving associates, Gaura. Svachittavat sheetalam ujvalam cha. Sheetalam means very cold. And cool, cool. And Ujjala means very brilliant, shining. So, sa svachittavat, shitalam ujjvalam cha. So, this Gundicha margin has become very cool and also it has become very very bright and shining, like the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is very cool, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is also very bright. So, Gundicha margin also has become like that. Gundicha temple also has become like that. Krishna upavesha upayikam chakara. So, for what? Krishna upavesha. So, why did he clean Gundicha temple like this? Just so that Krishna can come there and sit there. Krishna upavisham. The purpose of a devotee is cleansing the temple and cleansing one's heart is to keep that heart clean so that Krishna can come and sit there. So, this whole Gundicha margin episode can also be seen as a devotee's attempt to clean one's heart and thus make it devoid of lust, envy, pride, greed, anger and all kinds of unwanted material desires and propensities so that Krishna will be happy and ecstatic enough to come and sit there. So that's the significance of Gundicha margin. So now let's go to the 72nd shloka of this chapter. Up to 71st shloka, Kaviraj Goswami describes some other sections where like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reluctant to give his mercy on Prataparudra Maharaj and many other devotees like Ramanandra and Nityananda Prabhu. They were just recommending that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees Prataparudra Maharaj once at least. So that you can study on your own. So I'll directly get into the episode of Gundicha margin. So 72nd shloka. Prathamei Kashi Mishre Prabhu Bolaila Padicha Patra Sarvabhomi Bolaila Aila. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is commencing his pastime of Gundicha margin. So he first called for Kashi Mishra. Prathamei Kashi Mishra. He just called for Kashi Mishra. And then also he called Padicha, the superintendent of temple. And also he called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. For what? Just have a discussion. To have a discussion about the upcoming Gundicha margin. Okay. So when these three people came before the Lord begged them for permission. He is asking the permission of temple president. Okay, temple superintendent. Okay, can we clean Gundicha temple? Tomorrow is Rath Yatra. So that was his intention. So first we need to ask the authorized people for permission before we commence a seva. So although we have enthusiasm to perform some seva, we should also be requesting the relevant people who can approve that. So Mahaprabhu asked permission from this Padicha. Padicha kahe ami sabha seva ka tumar. 74th shloka. Padicha kahe ami sabha seva ka tumar. ये तो मारा इच्छा से ये कर्तव्य अमर. So Padicha said that आमी सबा सेवा का तुमार means all of us are just your servants and you wanted to do this service of cleaning Gundicha temple. We are your servants and whatever you desire to clean the temple, we should facilitate that. We should assist you in that. But he says विशेषे राजारा आज्ञा हायाचे अमारे प्रभुर आज्ञा से शीघ्र करी बारे. So the king, this Prataparudra Maharaj, has specifically instructed all of us to fulfill all your desires. Whatever you instruct us to do, we should do. So you want to clean the temple, we should facilitate that. We should offer you whatever facility that you need. You want broom, you want pots, you want water. So we'll facilitate all that. But I have one concern. What is that? Tomara yogya sevana hi mandira marjan. Ye eka leela kara ye tomara man. So tomara yogya sevana hi mandira marjan. So to clean the temple is not a seva that is befitting you. Right? So now different services are done by different devotees. And this cleaning the temple is a very menial service. So this temple superintendent felt that, no, no, tumara yogya sevana hai mandiram arjan. Cleaning the temple is not a service that is befitting you, my dear lord. You are very exalted. Don't just take some broom and mop and then try to clean your temple. But if you desire to do so, okay, fine, you please do it. So when you are in the position of assigning a service, you can't assign a menial service to someone very superior or senior. That's what Padicha is demonstrating by his behavior. So Padicha, he understood the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said that, no, it's not a seva that is befitting you, but you are personally asking, that's why, okay, I'll give you. Okay, so just to follow your instructions is our duty, our responsibility. So on those grounds, we will try to give you this service, but we feel that it's not befitting you. So next, he also says that to wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately supply all these things to you. Okay. So doing some service requires some paraphernalia. So the person who is giving that service should also try to facilitate for all of that. So here, temple superintendent is just overseeing the operations of the temple. And now here are some volunteers who are volunteering to come and clean the temple. And the superintendent has to arrange for all the broom and mop and all whatever is needed, right? So for example, you call some people for garland making or the making of pushyabhishek dress. Okay, we need to provide all the flowers and threads and needles and whatever is required. So paraphernalia is provided by the temple superintendent here. So now giving service and facilitating that service and supporting that service and also inspiring them to continue doing that service is a very important responsibility of a service in charge. Okay. So 78th shloka, here superintendent understood the desire of the Lord. So he immediately brought some 100 new water pots and 100 brooms to sweep the temple. So the next day, early morning, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought all his personal associates with him. And with his own hand, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just offering sandalwood pulp to them and then offering garlands to these devotees. So after offering them garlands and sandalwood pulp, he's giving them a broom in his hand, in their hands. Okay, take this jhadu, start cleaning. So that's the service. Okay, so Uddipana is very important, inspiration. So when the Lord is personally participating in this service, that enthuses all the other devotees. Okay, so all the devotees are very enthusiastic and their spirits are very high because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally leading this service. So even the most difficult service also becomes very easy when the leader is inspiring, and also when he is personally participating, that has a different impact only. So when there is encouragement and there is a team spirit, when there is unity and there is cooperation amongst the devotees, certainly even the most difficult service also becomes very easy to perform. So now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, see 88th shloka. Shri haste dila sabare eka ekam marjani sabagana laya prabhu chalila apani. Shri haste, with his own transcendental hands, Mahaprabhu is giving marjani, means a broom, to every single devotee. Begin your service. Sometimes the service could be a brick, construct this temple. Sometimes the service could be like giving them a broom to clean this temple, or giving them chamar, okay, wave in front of the Lord, or giving them aarti, lamp, offer it to the Lord, giving them conchal, blow it. So like that, different services keep changing. But whatever may be the service, whether it is menial service or a very privileged service, it's a service offered to a devotee by the Supreme Lord, and the devotee considers that service as a great privilege and great fortune. Oftentimes, we may fail to recognize the spiritual nature of a activity when we see it from a material perspective. So when we discriminate a service as high and low from a material perspective, this is menial and this is privileged, then we may fail to recognize the spiritual nature of that service, right? So the service is spiritual activity. It's meant for pleasing Guru and meant for pleasing Krishna. Here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally brooming and mopping the temple of Gundicha just so that all the devotees also become very enthused and excited to follow his example. So like that. Now 81st shloka. Here you see, in this way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates went to clean the Gundicha temple. As at first they cleansed the temple with the brooms. Okay, first brooming, then comes mopping and washing and water. Before water you should broom. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling, and he then took up the sitting place, Simhasan, and he started cleaning that. So Simhasan is a very elevated place where the Supreme Lord personally sits, the deities will personally sit. So Mahaprabhu personally cleaned that. So there is an order also in which Mahaprabhu leads the whole cleaning. So first he cleanses the roof, the ceiling. So all the dirt will come on the floor. Then you can clean the floor. You know, you start cleaning the floor very nicely. Then, oh, you forget, okay, I have to clean that also. Then you clean that, everything will become dirty again. So Mahaprabhu also follows a certain order. So we should do service, hard work, but also do it with some intelligence and smartness so that we don't have to repeatedly do things. Okay. So first he cleanses the ceiling. And when he uses water also, first he pours water on the ceiling. So now the ceiling is clean. All that water that cleaned the ceiling will fall on the floor. And that wash water will partially wash the floor also. Water will also be minimized. You can also minimize the resources while cleaning. So like that Mahaprabhu is very expert. Then 83rd. Chota bada mandira kaila marjana shodhan. Paichita che shodhila shri jagamohan. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small. Chota bada. And finally cleansed the area between the temple and this Jagamohan Kirtan Hall. Okay. 84th shloka. Charidike shata bhakta sammarjani kare. Apani shodhena prabhu sikhana sabare. So, charidike, all surroundings. Shata bhakta sammarjanikari. Hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleaning the temple in all directions. And very important lines comes here. Apani shodhena prabhu sikhaina sabare. He is personally cleaning the temple and teaching everyone. That's what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is all about. So here, the Supreme Lord Krishna personally incarnated in the form of a devotee, bhakta rupa, pancha tattvatmakam krishnam bhakta rupa swarupakam, bhakta avataram bhaktakhyam namami bhakta shaktikam. So the Supreme Lord Krishna appears in these five forms, pancha tattvatmakam, pancha, five, bhakta rupa tattva, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, swarupa, Nityananda Prabhu, and bhakta avatara, Advaitacharya, bhakta shakti is Gadadhar Pandit, and Bhaktakhyam means Srivast Thakur. So that same Supreme Lord Krishna manifested in these five features, Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. All these five features, five personalities or five features of Krishna are features of Krishna. Means Krishna only manifested these five forms. So Krishna is manifesting himself in these five forms, and all these five personalities are devotees. They are having the emotions of being devotees. Out of these five, three are predominator tattvas and two are predominated tattvas. Means two are devotees, Shakti Tattva and Bhakti Tattva, means Srivast Thakur and Gadadhar Pandit, they are devotees. But Gauranga, Nityananda and Advaita, they are masters, they are Vishnu Tattvas. But although they are Vishnu Tattvas, they are acting like Bhaktas, they are acting like devotees. So Lord Krishna is manifesting these five features or five forms as Panchatattva and performing devotional service. All these five personalities are performing bhakti unto Krishna and personally teaching all the humanity to perform bhakti, how to perform bhakti. So, apani shodhena prabhu sikhana sabare. So, he is personally cleaning the temple and teaching everyone how to clean. And he is personally chanting the holy names of Krishna and teaching everyone how to chant the holy names. He is personally performing bhakti himself, although he is the Supreme Lord. Bhakti is meant to be performed to please him. Still, he is performing bhakti to please Krishna. He adopted the emotions of a devotee of Krishna, the topmost of all devotees of Krishna, that is Radharani, and he is performing bhakti to teach all of us. That's Mahaprabhu's purpose of Mahaprabhu's descent. So he's leading in the front. He's setting the right example. So yadyadacharati sreshtah tatta devetaro janah sayat pramanam kurute lokas tadanuvartate. So what sreshtas means best people do, leaders do, kings do, all the other people also will follow that. So now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally cleaning and inspiring others. 85th shloka. Premolase shodhena layena Krishna nama bhakta guna bhakta gana Krishna kahe kare nija kama. Premolase shodhena. Shodhena means cleaning. How? Prema ullasi. With great happiness, with great joy, with so much of excitement and enthusiasm, with love for Krishna, they're cleaning. So there is a lot of jubilation amongst all these devotees when they're cleaning. So layena Krishna nam. And they're also chanting the holy names of Krishna. Here we need to see two things. One, their attitude is one of enthusiasm. They're very enthusiastic in doing this seva. Secondly, while doing that seva, they're also chanting Krishna's holy names. Right? So bhakta gana Krishna kahe kare nija kam. They are doing their individual respective services or activities, whether it is cleaning or brooming or mopping or bringing water from the lake in pots, whatever it may be, whatever contribution they may be doing in this big activity of cleaning the entire temple, they are doing with great enthusiasm and also chanting Krishna's names. So now you see, chanting the names of Krishna or remembering the leelas of Krishna, or singing the glories of Krishna while doing services is seen in Chaitanya Leela and it is also seen in Krishna Leela, right? So as Krishna is entering Vrindavan forest along with all the gopas are constantly singing the glories of Krishna, right? Barha pedam natavaravapoho karnayor karadikaram bibhradvasaha kanaka kapisham vaijayantim cha malam randhran venoradhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrindair vrindaranyam svapada ramanam pravishad gita kirtihi. So Krishna is looking so beautiful with his yellow dhoti, with his resplendent peacock feather on his head, barhapidam natavaravapuhu. His body is looking like that of a drama artist. Karanayor karnikaram, he has this karnika flower close to his ear. Randhran venor adhara sudhaya purayan gopa vrindaihi. He is filling the holes of his flute with his nectar of his lips and then generating such mesmerizing melodies, ragas, to impress all the people in the three worlds. And as he is entering, all the gopas were chanting the holy names of Krishna, chanting the activities of Krishna, singing the praises of Krishna. So, and even the birds chirping is also their expression of love for Krishna. And while Krishna stays in the forest throughout the day along with the gopas and cows, the gopis of Vrindavan who are staying back in the village, they are also doing their household activities while remembering Krishna, while chanting Krishna's names. Yado hane vahanane mathano palepa prinkankhan arbharudito kshanam arjanado gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chitta yanah. Yadohane, while milking cows, vahanane, while threshing grains, mathana, while churning buttermilk for Krishna, upalepa, while applying cow dung on their walls, right, prinkankhana, while swinging on swings, prinkankhana arbharudita, while taking care of their crying babies, ukshana, while sprinkling their courtyards with water mixed with cow dung, marjanado, while cleaning the floors of Vrindavan, what these gopis are doing, their simple household activities, just like in Gundicha margin, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading all the Jagannathpur devotees, and of course Bengal devotees also joined them, in cleaning the temple, simple activity. And all the gopis are also doing their cleaning activities and other household activities in Vrindavan. Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo, while doing so, they are constantly singing the glories of Krishna. Anurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo. Anurakta dhiya means their minds are absorbed in devotion to Krishna. Dhiya, anurakta dhiya. Ashru, their eyes are shedding tears. Kanthyo, their voice is faltering. Gayanti chaina manurakta dhiyo shrukanthyo. Dhanya vrajastriya urukrama chitta yanaha. Dhanya, all the gopis of Vrindavan are so fortunate, so glorious, that their mind is constantly absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, although they are meticulously doing their services. So they are absorbed in doing their household activities, and they are also chanting Krishna's names and glories. And in Gundicha Margin, all the devotees are also absorbed in cleaning the temple, and they are also chanting Krishna's names, right? Bhaktagana Krishna kahe kare nija kaam. They are doing their individual respective duties so joyfully, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. And second shloka, means 86th shloka. Dhuli dhuli dhusaratanu dekhite shobhanam. Kaha kaha ashrujale kare sammarjana. Now you see, dhuli dhusara tanu dekhite shobhana. Dhuli. So dhuli means dust. Dust is covering their bodies. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is covered with dust. But dekhite shobhana, he's looking so beautiful. Just like Krishna also plays in Vrindavan in dirt, along with all the children, gopas. And they play in mud, and this whole body is filled with dirt. Some little boys and girls in Vrindavan, they come together and make houses in mud. Ananda Vrindavan Champu says. So Krishna plays with little girls and little boys, and they make houses in mud, and their whole body becomes dirty. And not only that, and when Krishna was a small crawling baby also, he would crawl in the dirt of Vrindavan, which is mixed with cow dung and cow urine. And Krishna looks so beautiful, right? And it's like angaraga. So it's like putting some scented ointment on his body. That's basically vrajadhuli, godhuli, then gobar and gomutra, mixture of these four things, right? So that's completely covering the body of Krishna. And Krishna was looking so beautiful. Balramji was looking so beautiful. And Mother Yashoda and Rohini Mata will pick up their individual sons, Krishna and Balaram, and they give them their milk. So here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also covered with dirt, and he is looking so beautiful, right? So then kaha kaha ashrujale kare sammarjan. Sometimes at some places Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleaned Gundicha temple even with ashru, with his tears, right? Because he is cleaning this temple with love, and out of love tears are coming out of his eyes, and he is cleaning with his tears also. And it's very systematically done. Bhoga mandira shodhana kari shodhila prangana sakala avasa krame karila shodhana. So he cleaned this bhoga mandir where deities food is kept. And he also cleaned the courtyard and then all the residential quarters. Then after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth. Now, the temple superintendent told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that it's not a befitting seva for you to hold a broom and mop and clean this temple. But if you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not only using brooms and mops to clean the temple, he is using his own personal garments to clean the temple. So to that degree, he gave importance to this activity. And also, Eyi mata bhakta gana kari nija vase, 89. Eyi mata bhakta gana kari nija vase, trina dholi bahire felaya parama harishem. So following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees also gathered there with great jubilation, and they began to collect all the straw and dust with their own clothes. Okay, so there is no hesitation now because somebody is doing. Okay, and they cleaned the whole temple, and Mahaprabhu now gives them targets. Okay, so of course Krishna is bhavagrahi janardana. He is bhavagrahi. He accepts the mood of a devotee. Along with bhava, he also expects some performance. Here you see 90th shloka, he says, Prabhu kahe ke kata kariyach sammarjan trunadhuli dekhili janiba parishram. So Mahaprabhu gives them task and he also says his assessment protocols. He says, this is how I will evaluate. So in our courses, we give them open book questions, closed book questions, sloka recitation, sloka memorization. So there is assessment conducted. Okay, you are hearing class nicely, but how much you have grasped it, we will conduct an assessment. Here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, somewhat similar, Mahaprabhu says that, I will understand how much you have cleansed the temple by seeing how much dust you have collected, how much straw you have collected. So the service is both qualitative and quantitative also. So qualitative and quantitative parameters are set. So people are shedding tears while cleaning the temple. So means tears show their quality of service, means they are very happy and excited to serve Krishna. But also Mahaprabhu says, this much quantity of dust you have to gather, then I will understand how much you have. Actually Krishna sees that attitude of service is more important than magnitude of service. But if you have the right attitude, gradually we can increase the magnitude also. Here, like generally we see that Krishna is bhavagrahi and the Supreme Lord definitely accepts the mood of a devotee. But here in this pastime we see, he is also setting a target for magnitude. So attitude plus magnitude both. Okay. So 91st shloka, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, even though all the devotees collected dirt in one place, the dirt collected by the Lord is so great. So means he did more service than others. So unless a person does more service than others, means if he sufficiently performs, he won't be able to tell other people to do service also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is personally engaged in service and he is also setting goals and targets for others and then he is inspiring them to work. So seeing this hard work that devotees are doing, the Lord is so pleased. And whether it is cleaning or cooking, when a devotee's enthusiasm for service is exhibited, not only in the quality of seva, but also in the quantity, many times. You see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Advaita Acharya calls Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for prasad at his home. Okay, he says, on the banks of Ganges, he says that, I have just cooked one morsel of food for you. One morsel. Okay. So you are a sannyasi, you can come and accept alms, charity from my house. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Advaita Acharya's house, there are hundreds of items. Right? Generally we take banana leaf and then cut it into 4 or 5 pieces and then offer prasadam. But the full big leaves of banana leaves, multiple leaves are filled with hundreds of items. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that whoever cooks such elaborate feast for Lord Krishna and pleases him, I am very impressed with him. Janme janme shirodharun tahara charan. I will hold the lotus feet of such great devotees on my head, life after life. So the enthusiasm in cooking is seen in Advaita Acharya, in Raghav Pandit, in Damayanti, in Sathir Mata, Sarvam Bhattacharya, several devotees of the Supreme Lord in Chaitanya Leela. They showed a lot of enthusiasm in cooking so many items for the Lord and then feeding the Lord with so much love and affection. Here you see cleaning also. There is a profuse, very thorough cleaning is happening here. Next, 92nd shloka. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. And means outside temple also, courtyard also has to be cleaned now. The Lord then ordered everyone to clean the temple very perfectly. Second round of cleaning. And Mahaprabhu also personally cleaned the temple for a second time. And you see here, 95th shloka. Arashata janasata ghate jalabhari prathame ilaya ache kala apekshakari. So while the temple brooming is happening, means when the devotees were sweeping the floors of temple, about 100 men stood there ready with hundreds of water pots, right? So that they can simply supply water as soon as Mahaprabhu wanted it. So there is no, it's not that once the cleaning is done, then they will go to the lake and then get some pots. Pots are ready. So these devotees are just awaiting Mahaprabhu's instruction. So when one service is over, the following task, the preparations for the next task are already being taken care of by other devotees. So this also showed their enthusiasm and dedication, and they're ready for action. They're waiting. So Mahaprabhu, you're done with cleaning? I'm ready with water. So you tell, whenever you want, we'll just pour. So then as soon as Mahaprabhu called for water, all these men immediately brought hundreds of pots, which were completely filled, and they were given to the Lord. Completely filled, not half filled. So 97th shloka. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first wanted the main temple to be cleaned very thoroughly, and also he cleaned the walls of the temple and the floor of the temple and sitting place, the simhasan, and everywhere else in the room also. He appointed devotees to clean, and cleaning is done with intelligence. As I already mentioned in the beginning, there are sequence of operations. So 98th shloka, khapara bhariya jala urdhve chalailam sejale urdhva shodhi bhiti prakashilam. So Mahaprabhu himself and all the other devotees started throwing water on the ceiling. And when that water fell, that washed the walls and the floor. So the floor, the cleaning began from ceiling. The water cleaning began from the ceiling, so that the walls are automatically washed, at least partially washed by that water falling from the ceiling, and also the floor is washed to some degree. So 99th shloka, Shri Haste Karena Simhasane Ramarjan Prabhu Age Jala Ani Deya Bhaktagan. So Sri Haste Karena Simhasanera Marjan. So Mahaprabhu is personally cleaning the Simhasan, because the Lord Jagannathji is going to sit there. So sometimes, although overall it's a menial service, within that also there is some vital parts of the temple. So Mahaprabhu is personally cleaning that Simhasan altar. I will clean. Okay. Then Prabhu Age Jala Ani Deya Bhaktagan, and all the other devotees became their assistants, Mahaprabhu's assistants, and important tasks he is personally doing, and he is also empowering other devotees to do. Then 100th shloka, Bhaktaganakare Griha Madhya Prakshalan Nija Nija Hastakare Mandira Marjan. And as Mahaprabhu inaugurated this washing with his own hands, other devotees also began to wash the temple at different spots, and each one had a broom in his hand. And in this way, Mahaprabhu's temple is very nicely cleansed. And while doing this service, they were also having some fun. In the next shloka, it is said, some people brought water and they were pouring that water into Mahaprabhu's hands. And Mahaprabhu is cleaning with his hands. And some people started pouring some water on Mahaprabhu's feet. And Mahaprabhu's feet is being cleansed. Mahaprabhu is absorbed there. He did not notice much. Or maybe even if he noticed also, he allowed something to happen, as if he did not notice. Like you see, Pratapradhara Maharaj did not come in the form of a king. Pratapradhara Maharaj came in the form of a normal Vaishnava when Mahaprabhu was resting in the middle of Rath Yatra in Jagannath Vallabh Garden. So Mahaprabhu and Pratapradhara Maharaj started singing Gopi Gita. Jayati Tedhikam Janmana Vraja, then Bhurida Janaha, all that he was singing. And Mahaprabhu said, "You are Bhurida, you are Bhurida," and came and embraced Pratapradhara Maharaj as if he doesn't know who is he. He's looking like an ordinary Vaishnava, right? So he is thinking that other people will not know that he is Pratapradhara Maharaj, right? So he's coming like an ordinary Vaishnava. He gave mercy, and after that he directly gave mercy also at Katak when he was going to Vrindavan. But see, sometimes Mahaprabhu may conceal his emotions. Gopinath Patnaik also, he said, I have nothing to do with this case. I don't want to involve in this at all. But he said, all of you, if at all you want his welfare, go and pray to Jagannath. And who is Jagannath? Mahaprabhu only. And Mahaprabhu, Jagannath, they inspired Harichandan Patra to go and tell this Pratapradhara Maharaj not to kill Gopinath Patnaik. And Gopinath Patnaik was saved. Externally, Mahaprabhu is showing strictness and indifference towards Gopinath Patnaik. Internally, he is showing his mercy. And in Pratapradhara Maharaj's case also, he was doing like that. And here Mahaprabhu is absorbed in cleaning the temple, and some devotees are washing his feet and then accepting that wash water also. Some people are drinking also. But there is one innocent devotee. He could not exhibit any diplomacy or some secrecy. He directly went and washed Mahaprabhu's temple, Mahaprabhu's feet, and then drank. Mahaprabhu was personally witnessing it. Then Mahaprabhu became angry. Okay, so multiple people have taken his wash water, but Mahaprabhu became angry with one person who is very straightforward. Right? Sometimes diplomacy also is needed. So then the Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes and polished the throne with them also. And in the shloka number 105 and 106, we see Shatagata Jale Haila Mandira Marjan Mandira Shodhiya Kaila Yena Nijaman. So Shatagata Jale Haila Mandira Marjan. So hundreds of water pots were used to clean the temple. And Mandira Shodhiya Kaila Yena Nijaman. Man is mind. So this whole cleaning of Gundicha temple represents cleansing of one's own mind. Okay. So the beginning, the inaugural shloka of this chapter we recited in the beginning. So it shows that Mahaprabhu has made this whole temple shine like his own heart. So Ujjvala, and Ujjvala means it's very brilliant and pure as his heart. So now you see, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the heart is cleansed. Pravishtah karana randhrena svanam bhavasaroruham dhunotishamalam krishna salilasya yathasharat. So when we allow the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam to enter our ear holes, that sound vibration enters our heart and cleanses all the lust, envy, pride, greed, etc. in our hearts, and Krishna will be happy to sit there. And in Gundicha Marjan also, we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees are cleaning this temple so that Jagannathji can come and sit there. So no gentleman would like to sit in a unclean and filthy place. So they expect the place to be clean. So that's external cleanliness. But here there is internal cleanliness. And this external cleanliness, where all the devotees are engaging their senses in cleaning the Gundicha temple, will also lead to the internal cleanliness of purifying their heart. Because while cleaning the temple, they were chanting the holy names of Krishna. So as I said some time back, so all the gopas of Vrindavan, gopis of Vrindavan, they are doing their activities very meticulously. Gopis are doing their household activities very meticulously, but they are constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna or singing the pastimes of Krishna in the form of songs. Right? So their body, their mind, and their words, all three are engaged in Krishna's service. So now, here all the devotees are inviting Krishna or Jagannathji into this temple by cleaning it nicely. And this temple cleaning is equivalent to the cleaning of their consciousness also. So service cleans our material contamination also, which is the mind. So one may think that, okay, by cleaning my body, by cleaning the temple, how can I clean my mind? But because that's an activity meant to please Krishna, please Guru, please Vaishnavas, automatically that physical activity of cleaning a temple or cleaning the altar or cleaning the vessels of the Lord, doing this backup service or whatever, cleaning the pots that are used for cooking bhoga for the Lord, one can clean one's mind, right? That's also the internal cleaning that is happening, right? Mind has a lot of contamination. Kamo manyur mado lobha shoka moha bhayanvitaha. Kama, lust. Moha, illusion. Manyu means anger. Mada, intoxication. Pride. Then bhayam, fear. These are all various demons that just are present in the mind. To clean the mind from all these anarthas, one has to clean the mind with the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Along with uttering the holy names with one's tongue, one should also think of the holy name with mind. One should also render service to the Lord with his senses. Now, kamo manjur mado lobho shoka moha bhayadayaha. So these are the six enemies of mind. It comes in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, sixth chapter, where it is said that Rishabhadeva has rejected all the mystic powers because mind is so powerful. సో 106 నిర్మల శీతల స్నిగ్ధ కరిల మందిరే ఆపన హృదయేన ధరిల బహిరే. నిర్మల డివాయిడ్ ఆఫ్ కంటామినేషన్, శీతల వెరీ కూల్, స్నిగ్ధ వెరీ ప్లీజింగ్, కరిల మందిరే దిస్ మందిర్ దిస్ టెంపుల్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ నిర్మల శీతల అండ్ స్నిగ్ధ అండ్ ఎర్లియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఉజ్వల ఆల్సో. ఆపన హృదయ ఏన ధరిల బాహిరే, సో ఆపన హృదయ మీన్స్ ద లార్డ్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ ఓన్ ప్యూర్ మైండ్ హ్యాస్ అపియర్డ్ దేర్. సో ఏ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ మైండ్, ఏ ప్యూర్ సేజస్ మైండ్ ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ఏ క్లీన్ లేక్ విత్ ట్రాన్స్పరెంట్ వాటర్స్, రైట్? నాట్ ఎన్ యాజిటేటెడ్ లేక్ విత్ మడి వాటర్స్, బట్ ఏ క్లీన్ వాటర్, క్లీన్ లేక్ విత్ ట్రాన్స్పరెంట్ వాటర్స్. సో హియర్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ మైండ్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ప్యూర్ అండ్ దిస్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గుండిచ ఇస్ రిఫ్లెక్టింగ్ ద ప్యూరిటీ ఆఫ్ మహాప్రభుస్ మైండ్, రైట్? సో నౌ దేర్ ఇస్ కోఆపరేషన్ అమాంగ్స్ డివోటీస్. శత శత జన జల భరే సరోవరే ఘటే స్థాన నాహి కేహ కూపే జల భరే. సో శత శత జన జల భరే సరోవరే, సో హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఫిల్లింగ్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ పాట్స్ విత్ దేర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ బ్రింగింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ సరోవర్ అండ్ కాన్సిక్వెంట్లీ సమ్ వన్ బిగాన్ టు డ్రా వెల్ ఫ్రమ్ వాటర్. సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కెనాట్ బి బ్రాట్ ఫ్రమ్ లేక్, సో దే వెంట్ టు సమ్ వెల్స్ ఆల్సో అండ్ బ్రాట్ సమ్ వాటర్ అండ్ లేటర్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ బ్రాట్ వాటర్ ఇన్ పాట్స్ అండ్ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ టుక్ దట్ ఎంప్టీ పాట్స్ అవే టు ఫిల్ దెమ్ అప్ అగైన్. ఓకే, సో నౌ ద సర్వీస్ ఇస్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ నైస్లీ వెన్ యు ఆర్ సబ్జీ కటింగ్ సబ్జీ ఆల్సో. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ యూఆర్ కటింగ్ బనానా, సో సమ్ పీపుల్ విల్ కట్ ఇట్ వెర్టికల్లీ, వెర్టికల్ పీసెస్ అండ్ అనదర్ డివోటీ విల్ టేక్ ఇట్ అండ్ కట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ టు స్మాలర్ పీసెస్. చేడదహి వీ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ లైక్ దట్. ఓకే, సో నౌ లైక్ వన్ సర్వీస్ ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్ టు ఎండ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ దట్ హ్యాస్ ఎ సపరేట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్, దట్స్ అ డిఫరెంట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. బట్ ఇఫ్ దట్ సర్వీస్ ఇస్ బ్రోకెన్ ఇన్ టు స్మాలర్ పీసెస్, రైట్, స్మాలర్ స్టేజెస్ అండ్ ఓకే దిస్ స్టేజ్ దిస్ డివోటీ ఆర్ దిస్ డివోటీస్ విల్ డూ అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ స్టేజ్ సమ్మన్ ఎల్స్ విల్ కంటిన్యూ, సో దిస్ విల్ మేక్ ద సర్వీస్ ఎఫెక్టివ్ అండ్ దిస్ విల్ ఆల్సో ఇంప్రూవ్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్స్ బిట్వీన్ డివోటీస్. దర్ ఇస్ అ కోఆపరేషన్, యువర్ అవుట్పుట్ ఈస్ మై ఇన్పుట్, ఓకే, అండ్ మై అవుట్పుట్ ఈస్ యువర్ ఇన్పుట్, సో లైక్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ బిగ్గర్ ప్లాన్. సో ఎలోన్ ఇఫ్ వన్ హ్యాస్ టు డూ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ బిగినింగ్ టు ఎండ్, యా దెర్ మే బి సమ్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ బట్ దెర్ ఇస్ సమ్ ఎగ్జాషన్ ఆల్సో అండ్ వన్ నీడ్స్ ఎ హై లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ అండ్ డిటర్మినేషన్ టు డూ ఇట్ ఫ్రమ్ టాప్ టు బాటమ్. అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఆఫెన్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఆల్సో, at least many times it's not possible also, but if you can divide the service nicely, some things of course our 16 rounds we all have to do. We cannot out say four rounds you chant not like that, but some things we have to do personally, but some things if we can cooperate and do, that is a different experience. Mahaprabhu is personally leading this whole service. Then Nityananda Advaita Swarupa Bharati Puri ఇహావేను ఆరసభ ఆనే జల భరి. సో ఎక్సెప్ట్ అద్వైతాచార్య నిత్యానంద ప్రభు స్వరూప దామోదర్ దెన్ బ్రహ్మానంద భారతి పరమానంద పురి ఆల్ అదర్స్ ఫిల్డ్ ద పాట్ అండ్ బ్రాట్ వాటర్ ఫర్ మహాప్రభు. అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ వెన్ దే వర్ బ్రింగింగ్ పాట్స్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్, సమ్టైమ్స్ దిస్ ఎర్తెన్ పాట్స్ దే కొలైడెడ్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్ అండ్ సమ్ పాట్స్ బ్రోక్. So it's inevitable that when we are doing some service, some little damage happens, and also some people may be in a hurry, some people may have some vata prakriti, they may be very fast. So some little damage may happen. We should be able to tolerate that damage, and we should be able to accommodate it also, instead of just getting on the case of somebody who does some little damage. We should also have some accommodative mentality and tolerance. So okay, fine, okay, these pots are broken, let's get more pots. So that's also very nicely demonstrated here. 111. So some people were filling the pots and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy names of Krishna and Hari. So as I said, this smaranatmika bhakti is the highest. Means performing bhakti with one's mind is the highest. And lesser than that is mananatmika bhakti, means using one's intelligence in Krishna's service. And if one cannot do that also, then one can come to Abhyasa Rupa Bhakti, where one engages one's senses in Krishna's service. Krishna says that, these levels of bhakti, Krishna says in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 8th shloka and the later shlokas, 8 to 12. Mayyeva mana adhatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya. However, in Prabhupada's moment, we get an opportunity to do all three. There is Smaranatmika Bhakti also, there is Mananatmika Bhakti also, there is Abhyasarupa Bhakti also. But it's not possible for everyone to just constantly do Bhakti on a mental plane only, right? So, now some people are very great. Even Vrajavasis, the gopis of Vrindavan, who are the best examples of this Smaranatmika Bhakti, are always thinking of Krishna within their mind. They are not like some sages who give up all the other physical activities and then just think of Krishna only. Meditate on Krishna like yogis. No, they are engaging their mind in Krishna's service. They are engaging in their bodies in Krishna's service. They are engaging their words in Krishna's service. They are engaging their intelligence in Krishna's service. Everything they are engaging. If you see Mother Yashoda, she was churning butter for Krishna. So, Kshaumam vasah prithuka titate bibhrati sutranaddham putrasneha snutakuchayugam jatakam pamcha subhru rajvakarsashrama bhujachalat kankane kundalocha svinnam vaktram kabara yugalam malati nirmamantha. So in Damodar Lila, Sukadev Goswami speaks this shloka. Kshaumam vasah prithuka titate bibhrati sutranaddham. Mother Yashoda is wearing this saffronish yellow cloth and she was happily churning buttermilk for Krishna. There was perspiration on her face coming from her curly locks of hair. Perspiration was coming on her face like this. And her body was shaking. And as she was shaking, her bangles were also moving. And they were producing the sound of kartal and the churning rod within the churning pot that was producing a sound of mridanga, and she was singing the glories of Krishna. So you see, Acharya say that Mother Yashoda was feeling intense separation from Krishna, because she would be lying down with Krishna by this time, but she got up very early so that Krishna doesn't disturb her activity. So she was doing this, but she was missing Krishna, who was sleeping right in the next room. So her feelings of separation from Krishna were mitigated by her singing of Krishna. She composed some songs based on Krishna's childhood activities. So Krishna killed Putana, Krishna killed Shakatasur, Krishna killed Trinavarta, Krishna did this, Krishna did that. She was singing. Or sometimes she would go to some local poets and then get some poems composed through those poets. And then she would sing those poems. So her words are engaged in singing the glories of Krishna. Her mind is engaged in thinking of Krishna. And her hands were engaged meticulously in rendering service to Krishna. Not that one is thinking of Krishna, they will compromise on the seva there. So they are spaced out while doing the seva, while engaging the senses in seva, but their mind is thinking of Krishna. Not like that. Vrajavasis are best examples of meticulous service, very with great precision and accuracy in service, although their minds are absorbed in Krishna. Right? And that's what Ambarish Maharaj was also doing. Savaimanaha Krishna Padaravindayor Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunanavarnane. So he is engaging all his senses in Krishna's service, but he is also engaging his mind in Krishna's seva. Right? And he is doing well in his administrative activities as the emperor of this whole planet also. So like that, we have examples of several devotees who did not artificially or prematurely or sentimentally think that always thinking of Krishna is the highest, let me just sit and chant throughout the day. So Prabhupada writes in later purports also. So it's not just that engaging in services to Krishna is also equally important, and it's not to be done as a sadhana, and even exalted devotees also engage their senses in Krishna's service. Physical activity is also there, right? So here Mahaprabhu is personally doing all this service along with devotees. So body, mind and words, you see in the shloka number 111. Jalabhare gharadhoya kare haridhvani Krishna haridhvani vina ara nahi shuni. So Krishna haridhvani vina ara nahi shuni. there is constant chanting of Krishna and Hari's names while the service is going on very meticulously, with targets, with set targets. Okay, so Krishna says that tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. So sarveshu kaleshu, always you think of me, but mam anusmara, while thinking of me, yudhyacha, do your duty, do your service of fighting also. It's a very big target. So both are happening parallelly. Then Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatera prarthan. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghata samarpan. So ghatera prarthan means they are requesting for pots. Okay, I'm done with my water in my pot. Give me one new water pot filled with water. So some devotees are requesting for water pots while saying Krishna Krishna Hari Hari. And other devotees are giving those water pots saying Krishna Krishna Hari Hari. Okay, so there is, the body is engaged in Krishna service, mind is engaged in Krishna service, and words are also engaged in Krishna service, like all the Madhurya gopis did in Vrindavan, Vatsalya gopis did in Vrindavan. So Vatsalya gopis, mother Rohini and mother Yashoda, they're constantly engaged in their household activities. They were also meditating that where is Krishna now, where is Balramji now. They're anxious because these little boys, when they were crawling, not when they're grown up, so they would just crawl and they will catch swords, they will go to monkeys, they will catch the tails of calves. So they do a lot of mischief. So these mothers were constant in anxiety, thinking of the safety of Krishna while doing their activities. Right? Why did Mother Yashoda bind Krishna? Because there was a big argument. Mother Yashoda says, I am unable to control this child. So because he's so agitated, because at one point Mother Yashoda said that Krishna, you are a monkey, you are like a monkey, you are constantly associating with monkeys and you have developed the nature of monkeys, you have become like a monkey only. Then Krishna said that if I am a monkey, I must be monkey from my mother's side, not from my father's side. because child will inherit some characteristics or qualities of mother and father, right? He says, I must have inherited these qualities from you. You are monkey. Krishna is cleverly and indirectly saying that. So then he also said that if you are calling me monkey, I will not stay in your house. I will go to the forest and stay with the monkeys only. Then Mother Yashoda decided, okay, this boy is too agitated. So let me just bind him. Bind him with a rope so that he stays here. Then I can focus on my household activities while thinking of him. Okay. So now, 113. So whenever anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication of for everyone who wanted something. He says Krishna Krishna means he wants something like that. Of course, body language also reflects. He may be engaged in service, then also he will say Krishna Krishna. So next, 114. Priyamavesha Prabhu kahe Krishna Krishna nama. Ekale premaveshe ekare shata janera kama. So premavesha prabhu kahe krishna krishna nama. Although he is in premavesha, he is absorbed in krishna prema and chanting krishna krishna. He is not indifferent to the service there. While being in that premavesha, while absorbing his mind in krishna service, he did the service of 100 people, the physical service, right? Ekale premaveshe kare shata janera kama. So it's not like if we have the right maturity and consciousness, which is very difficult to attain, but there is no difference between doing a physical activity for Krishna's service and absorbed in the remembrance of Krishna. There is an overlap, and in fact they are same also. While doing service also, one can be absorbed in thinking of Krishna, right? So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing work of 100 people. Okay, and one may perform work of 100 people in the mode of passion also. And one may perform the work of 100 people in devotion also. So whether it is a product of mode of passion or product of mood of devotion, it depends on his overall consciousness. Right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is absorbed in Prema Vesha, he is doing 100 people's work alone, single-handedly. So next, 115. Shatahaste karena yena kshalana marjan. ಪ್ರತಿಜನ ಪಾಶಯ್ಯಯಿ ಕರಣ ಶಿಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಶತಹಸ್ತೆ ಕರೇಣ ಏನ ಕ್ಷಾಳನ ಮಾರ್ಜನ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಷಾಳನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಾರ್ಜನ ಕ್ಲೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಾಪಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗ್ರೂಮಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ 100 ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್. ವೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೀಮ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ 5 ಮೌತ್ಸ್, ರೈಟ್? ಪಂಚಮುಖ ಹಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಸ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ 5 ಮೌತ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಕವಿರಾಜ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಂಪ್ಯಾರಿಸನ್ಸ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಶೋ ದ ಎಂಥೂಸಿಯಾಸಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸೈಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಪ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಇನ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಪ್ರತಿಜನ ಪಾಶೆ ಯಯಿ ಕರಣ ಶಿಕ್ಷಣ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ವೈಲ್ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸ್ನಲಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ 100 ಪೀಪಲ್ ವೈಲ್ ಟ್ರೈನಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ರೈಟ್? ಸೊ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಫೀಡ್ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಪರ್ಲಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಯು ಸಿ ದಿಸ್ 116 ಬಾಲಕರ್ಮ ದೇಖಿತಾರೆ ಕರೆ ಪ್ರಶಂಸನ್ ಮನೇನ ಮಿಲಿಲೆ ಕರೆ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಭರ್ತ್ಸನ್. ಸೊ ಬಾಲಕರ್ಮ ದೇಖಿ ತಾರೆ ಕರೆ ಪ್ರಶಂಸನ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಎಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಗುಡ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್, ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದ ಮಾರ್ಕ್, ಪವಿತ್ರ ಭರ್ತ್ಸನ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಭರ್ತ್ಸನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪವಿತ್ರ ಭರ್ತ್ಸನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚಾಸ್ಟೈಸ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆರ್ ಫೀಡ್ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಗಿವನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಗ್ರಜ್ ಎನ್ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹೇಟ್ರೆಡ್ ಆರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಗರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ನಾವು ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸಪ್ರೂವಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮಿಸ್ಡೀಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಪನಿಷಿಂಗ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಫಾರ್ ದೇರ್ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ದ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮ್ವನ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬಿ ಡನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್ ಫೀಲಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ರೈಟ್? Hate the sin, not the sinner. What you have done is a mistake. I disapprove that mistake. But I don't have any negative feelings towards you. That's what Mahaprabhu is very wonderfully demonstrating here. This is Pavitra Bharsan, very important. And when that Pavitra Bharsan is done, now one person is giving feedback, other person is taking feedback. If both of them are in good consciousness, if both are having a pure intention and pure motivation, this person gives feedback without any negativity in the mind, and this person receives the feedback thinking that the person who is giving feedback is my genuine well-wisher, he desires my personal improvement, and he receives that feedback in a positive spirit and works on that feedback and improves oneself. Case number 2, the person who is giving feedback may be having some negative intentions, and the person who is receiving feedback is in positive spirit. Then also, the reception of feedback is effective, because although this person has negative intention, still, okay, there is something good in his feedback, let me take it. That's what Suniti did. Suruchi chastised Dhruva. Suruchi told Dhruva that if at all you want to sit on father's throne or father's lap, you worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu and you take your next birth from my womb and then you can sit on the throne. The result of worshipping Vishnu could be liberation from this repeated cycle of birth and death. And this arrogant, proud woman, Suruchi, she is saying that the result of Vishnu's worship is birth in my womb. Okay? To that degree, she attributed self-importance. Then Dhruva was crying and then he came to Mother Suniti. And what did Suniti say? What your stepmother said is true. Okay? What is the truth there? There are so many harsh statements and rough statements, rude statements, but she told you to worship Vishnu to fulfill any desire. That is correct. Okay? Here the receiver is good. Case 3. The person who is giving feedback is good. He has a good intention, pure intention. The person who is receiving feedback doesn't have a pure heart. He's egoistic. He receives the feedback. Although the feedback is given with all good intentions, the person who is receiving the feedback will see in a negative light, oh, you are unnecessarily finding fault in me and you are envious of me. They unnecessarily attribute faults in the person who has all good intentions, right? So that's another, because egoistic people don't like to be corrected. They have a strong sense of self-righteousness. Whatever I say, whatever I do, whatever I think is right. Na bharati menga mrushopalakshate navai vachinme manaso mrushagati name hrishikani patanti asatpathe. Last line may not be true, first three lines are true in their case. Okay, they feel that whatever I say is correct, whatever I do is correct, whatever I think is correct. But whatever we say, do and think is correct when yanme hrudi autkanthyavata dhrito harihi. When someone takes the lotus feet of Krishna with great zeal in one's heart, then only whatever one says, does and thinks is correct. Till that stage is achieved by a sadhaka, there could be some mistakes in thinking pattern, in working pattern, and in speaking pattern, right? So one should be humble enough and simple enough to accept the feedbacks. Here Mahaprabhu is doing that, Pavitra Bharsan. The fourth case, which is worst case, is the example, I don't remember, I'm just analyzing now, but Ravana Vibhishan, very good example. So, thank you Prabhu, Keshwanand Prabhu. And the fourth case is worst. Okay, this also you can try to find an example. The person who is giving feedback is having ill intentions, and the person who is receiving feedback also is very egoistic. So you can figure out. So, and just by reading this shloka, I'm just trying to analyze more cases. Okay. So now 117. Tumi bhala kariyache sikhaha anyere. ये मत भाल कर्मा सेह ये न करे. So you are doing very good. Teach this to others. Okay. So he is inspiring some people who are doing well to teach other people who are unable to do well also. Both. So there is Pavitra Bhartsan and there is a support system also made available. So when there is right consciousness, then they will accept the facility of this good system. Right. Then as soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work with great attention. So the shame is born out of humility, not out of ego. So sometimes one may become regretful, sometimes one could become very remorseful or repentant or shameful of one's own mistakes. But if the consciousness is not proper, that kind of shame, that kind of acceptance of one's mistake could lead to destructive tendencies also. Some people say, how can I do a mistake? Let me commit suicide. Okay. But you see, our Parikshit Maharaj, he did a mistake. He expected punishment for his mistake. And he desired a punishment for his mistake. And when the curse came, he accepted it with a positive outlook. And he elevated himself by engaging this 7 days that he had in hearing Bhagavatam. So when the repentance is healthy and devotional repentance, that will lead to higher consciousness and that will lead to better results, spiritual results. But when the regret is egoistic and the shame is also egoistic, one may just commit suicide or get into some other destructive tendencies. One cannot accept that I can do a mistake, right? So there is acceptance of mistake, and there is a feeling of shame and repentance, and there is working to improve oneself also. So as soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus the devotees began to work better. They washed the Jagamohana area, and then in this way meeting place was washed, and the entire yard and raised sitting places, the kitchen, everything was washed nicely. 122. Hena kale gaudiya eka subuddhi sarala prabhura charana yuge dila ghata jala. So at that time, one simple Bengali Vaishnav came there, right? Subuddhi sarala. He's not a kubuddhi, he's a subuddhi. He definitely is a very intelligent person. Sarala, very simple person. Simple people also can be intelligent, and intelligent people also can be simple. Simplicity and intelligence are not opposite. Intelligence is not always diplomacy and duplicity. Intelligence can also be accompanied with simplicity. So this person came very simply. He's intelligent enough to understand that by drinking the water that washed Mahaprabhu's feet, I will be spiritually elevated. But he's simple enough to do it publicly. So he very publicly came and washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and drank it right in front of everybody. Then Mahaprabhu is very happy with him. He's such a simple devotee, Bengali devotee, Gaudiya Vaishnav. So Mahaprabhu is very happy with him, but he became very angry. Because within the temple, one should not allow one's feet to be washed or feel to be even touched by other people. That's an offense to the deities. That even a guru also does not allow the disciple to touch his feet or wash his feet in the temple. So Mahaprabhu became very unhappy, upset, and he condemned this devotee. Yadyapi, 124. Yadyapi gosaitare hayache santosham dharma samsthapana lagi bahire maharosham. Although Mahaprabhu became very happy with the activity of his devotee, but dharma samsthapana lagi, for the purpose of establishing dharma, he showed some anger. In anger, what did he do? He did not chastise this person. He chastised his in-charge, right? That is Swarupa Damodar Goswami. He says that Siksha lagi Swarupa daki daki kahila tahare yehi dekha tumara gaudiyara vevahare. See, tomara gaudiyara vevahare. Look at your Gaudiya Vaishnava's behavior. He is washing my feet here and then he is drinking that water in front of everyone. And Mahaprabhu became very angry there. Yehi aparadhe mora kahaha begati tomara gaudiya kare ete ka fijati. So, what will happen to me? So he is washing my feet in the Lord's temple, and that's a great offense. What will happen to me? Kaha habe gati. Okay, what will be the result of my destination? What will be my destination for this offense? So here, although Prabhupada says that okay, this is not approved. Okay, within a temple, one should not worship gurus, lotus feet, and all that. But he also says that tomara gaudiya means all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are followers of Swarupa Damodar Goswami, who is one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So no one should accept obeisances in the temple of the Lord before the deity, nor is it proper for a devotee to offer obeisances or touch feet of spiritual master before the deity. This is considered offense. So 128. So Swarupa Damodar Goswami just caught this Gaudiya Vaishnava by his neck and then threw him outside the temple. Okay, this is also done with love only. He did not get offended. So it's like physically just throwing him out of the temple and immediately giving a feedback to him. But it's done with love. It's not done to offend that person. So when somebody has that simplicity and devotion and trust on the superior, then he will be able to see that chastisement coming from the superior also as a blessing. If there is no trust on the superior, then one will get offended. As simple as that. So here, you see, actually receiving chastisement is considered a great privilege. So you know this incident where Jagadananda Pandit gives advice to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was feeling so bad that Mahaprabhu is constantly embracing me, although my body is just filled with some sores and some pus and blood. I'm committing offenses. He was feeling so bad. Mahaprabhu is forcefully offending me. Then Jagadananda Pandit said, enough, you have stayed for enough time in Jagannath Puri. You have seen Rathyatra also. Better you go back to Vrindavan. That is Prabhudatta Desha for you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that area as your service area. You can go back. Then next day, Mahaprabhu comes there. And he, as usual, he embraces Sanatana Goswami. And Sanatana Goswami feels very shameful, embarrassed. And then he says, my dear Lord, I have decided I am going back to Vrindavan. And Jagadananda Pandit also advised that I should go back to Vrindavan so that I don't commit this offense to you. Then Mahaprabhu became extremely angry. Who is that Jaga to advise you? You are on the level of my guru, my advisor. You have advised me at Ramakeli that I should not be going to Vrindavan along with all my associates. So I have cancelled my Vrindavan trip on your advice, right? You are on the level of my advisor. And he's a mere boy. How can he advise you? You know what is Sanatana Goswami's response? His response is, thank you so much. I am very fortunate to witness your special love for Jagadananda Pandit. And Mahaprabhu is a total tangential response. So Mahaprabhu thought, what is this? How did you arrive at this conclusion? He says that you are feeding Jagadananda Pandit the nectar of your chastisement and you are feeding me the neem fruits of your praises. Okay, they are like nimbaphala. So yeah, he is very dear to you, that's why you felt confident to chastise him, but you are behaving in a very formal way with me. You are appreciating me, you are glorifying me, you are praising me in front of everyone. So I'm not very comfortable with this. So people who want a closer relationship with the superior would feel fortunate to receive that chastisement also. So Advaitacharya was constantly being respected by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just to receive some chastisement from Advaitacharya, from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Advaitacharya spoke something on Jnana Marga. Then Mahaprabhu started becoming furious and he started beating Advaitacharya also. And receiving such intimate chastisement from Mahaprabhu directly, Advaitacharya began dancing and Mahaprabhu felt embarrassed. Right? So here, this devotee did not feel offended because this is a chastisement given out of love. You see, what is the proof for that? We don't have to prove, but there is one small proof given by Kaviraj Goswami here. After catching the neck of this Gaudiya Vaishnava and throwing him outside Gundicha temple, Swarupa Damodara Goswami comes back to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and folds his hands and says, he's an innocent devotee, please forgive him for his offense. Right? So he's praying, he's chastising, and behind he's praying also. So a genuine well-wisher Vaishnava will not only chastise his dependent or his younger or junior, he will also show affection by offering prayers and encouraging and all that. And that we can see in Swarupa Damodar Goswami's wonderful behavior here. So he immediately comes and says, 129th, Punaha Asi Prabhupaya Karila Vinaya Agna Aparadha Kshama Karite Yuyaya. Agna, he is very innocent. Kshamakara, please forgive his offense, my dear Lord. So in this way, Lord Swarupa Damodar Goswami prays. It's 9:30 already. There is a lot of other content to discuss, but I think I'll conclude here. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu led all the devotees to perform this Gundicha Marjan, and it's a very ecstatic festival, where basically, as I was discussing in the beginning of the session, so here Mahaprabhu is absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he is inviting Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, and that Vrindavan is Gundicha temple here, and Mahaprabhu is preparing this Vrindavan so that the next day Krishna can come back to Vrindavan and happily stay there. So and Mahaprabhu is taking great pleasure in personally doing this menial service for the pleasure of the Lord. So sometimes one may do some service at once from one's high position. Pratapadra Maharaj has done so many services to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his position of being a king. Pratapadra Maharaj arranged for the accommodation of hundreds of Bengali Vaishnavas who came to Jagannath Puri. And Pratapadra Maharaj has arranged prasadam, everything. But when Pratapadra Maharaj started brooming the floor in front of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu is impressed with it. So menial service attracts the heart of the Supreme Lord very much, and he is personally doing that menial service of mopping and brooming this Gundicha temple, and that service attitude is the greatest wealth of a devotee, and a devotee considers it a great treasure. Here Lord Chaitanya Srimati Radharani is personally rendering service to Lord Krishna, and she is also taking great pleasure in engaging all the other gopis also to render service to Krishna. So here Mahaprabhu is personally doing this service and engaging all the other devotees also in engaging service. Now you see, Srimati Radharani is compared with Bhakti Lata, and all the gopis are compared with some leaves and flowers and twigs of this creeper, Bhakti Lata. And Krishna's pastimes are compared with the water sprinkled on this creeper. And the water is sprinkled on the creeper means when Krishna is doing pastimes with Radharani, then the leaves and flowers and twigs automatically become happy. It means the gopis become happy. And thus, when all the gopis assist Srimati Radharani in her service to Krishna, the gopis derive 10 million times happiness than when they directly serve Krishna. On the other hand, Srimati Radharani also takes special pleasure in directly engaging all the devotees, all the gopis, in direct service of Krishna, and she becomes happy. Okay? So it's not that they are reluctant for doing service, they are outsourcing the service, they are very eager. So now personally rendering service is at one level, and rendering service with other devotees as a team, cooperating with each other, tolerating each other's natures, and in a group, if one renders service to Krishna, that's of a different level of ecstasy that Mahaprabhu is personally demonstrating in this Gundicha Margin episode. So it's our great fortune to be discussing this episode on this day of Gundicha Margin. Tomorrow we are celebrating Rath Yatra. So I thought I will speak a little bit about Rath Yatra also, but no time. So thank you all very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.